Good morning.
You need to be very responsive because I can't see any expressions.
The only expression I can see is eyes fast asleep. Our worship this morning is using some of the responses prepared by the Methodist Church for when a church reopens after these months. And so there are, I think, four sets of responses which are on the screen and also available on paper if the screen is difficult for you. And our call to worship is one of these, and this comes from Psalm 100. And so please join in with the words in bold print. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And his faithfulness to all generations. And we join together in the prayer. And let us pray. Gracious God, as we gather today in your house, knowing that you are with us, as you have welcomed us, help us to be a welcoming community. Send your spirit to blow through our worship as a breeze blows through the open windows of a long closed house. Amen. And we continue in prayer. God of creation, source of all being, the heavens declare your glory, and the earth is your handiwork. For the diverse beauty of all you have made, we offer you our praise. God of salvation, eternal word, you came amongst your people and made yourself vulnerable to the risky business of human living. We offer you our praise. God of life, Holy Spirit, you move in the church and in the world, calling the least and the lost into a deeper fellowship of love. We offer you our praise. Amen. We bring before God our need for mercy and forgiveness. Loving God, we seek your forgiveness for those times when we have lost sight of your love, when we have despaired for ourselves and this world, for those times when we have lost perspective, putting our own concerns before the needs of your world, for those times when we have taken for granted the gifts that you have given to us, those times when we have neglected those in need. Heal us, O God. Grant to us a new beginning, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. God has heard our prayers, loves us still, and through Christ offers healing and a new beginning. And so we hear Christ's gracious words, your sins are forgiven. Amen. And thanks be to God. We share together in the responses to the words on the screen a litany of lament marking loss. This is followed by a period of quiet and then a prayer. We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. Day followed night. Every week had a Sunday, and that was the day for church. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. We made our plans, held our meetings, kept the roof on the church and the show on the road. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. We would see colleagues, friends, and loved ones again, and we would embrace, laugh, and share stories as we always have. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And now we know something new. We know that the world is not ours to control, and that our plans are confounded by the smallest microbe. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And now we know something new. We know that church is not committees, agendas, and buildings. It is us in homes, streets, hospitals, throughout the world. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And now we know something new. We only have today with those we love. Today is the day to say I love you, to mend an argument, to hold on tight. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And we pause in quiet. God of gardens we never noticed before, of creation glimpsed but not seen. God of the time and space which has occupied us in service and work and busyness, or has given opportunities for renewal. God of all things, we give you thanks. God of all that is, we praise you for changes of seasons, for hours set to a different clock. We give thanks for the eyes we have to see this beautiful, hurting world again. And we pray that as we seek to return to scheduled patterns, we will continue to note the realms of glory all around us, the saints who have struggled on, and the joyful, urgent work we have to do as we sing a new song. Amen. It is good to be with you this morning as we seek to re-establish work and prayer and worship within our churches, many of which in our circuit return to worship on the first Sunday in September. We look forward to the arrival of Peter here and Miriam at Cowley Road, and we have their welcome service on Zoom this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I thought for our readings this morning we might vary away from the lectionary, which is something I hardly ever do, into a rather more obscure Old Testament reading and quite a familiar gospel reading. Both readings are linked by themes of invitation, of hospitality, of generosity, and of change. And I hope there is something within them that may be helpful to us as we not only restart, but also as we seek God's guidance as we sing a new song. And so our readings are from Proverbs and from Mark, please.
First reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town, "You that are simple, turn in here." To those without sense, she says, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight." The second reading is from the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Jesus went out again beside the lake. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners."